Good evening, Audio Boo. It's me here. You'd never have guessed it, would you? I have just left work for the second time in the evening. having got so far down the road and suddenly realised that I'd left my iPhone cable there. And you can't live without an iPhone cable, can you? It was such thirsty work, leaving work twice in the space of half an hour, that I have arranged to meet Mr. Rogers for a quick drink before we both go our separate ways, him to the east and me to the west. However, I thought, much as I know exactly where I'm going in order to find the pub, and Vance knows exactly where he's going in order to find the pub, I'm going to pretend that I don't, because as I'm sure all of you are quite aware, there having been lots of stuff on Audioboo about it, there is a new app in town, a new GPS app called RNIB Navigator, if you can hear that. I presume you can. I thought I would have a play with it. I've already had a play, but I thought I would have a play where you can listen in. So I'm just starting it. Oh, that's good to hear, isn't it? Right, we'll turn this up to make sure you can hear it properly. And what I want to do is to plan a route. Lovely. Tells you lots of stuff that you always wanted to know.
Point of interest.
Yeah, so I'm going to find a point of interest.
Text field is editing. Points of search for text field is editing. Insertion point.
I want the sanctuary. It's very slow responding, this thing. I think it's just because I'm running Audioboo and it's at the same time.
Back button.
Right, hopefully it's searching. I've got it set to use Foursquare locations rather than TomTom ones, so we'll see whether it finds anything.
The Sanctuary House Hotel. The Sanctuary House Hotel, 33 Toffill Street, City of Westminster, 0.3 miles
off.
Button.
Right.
Back button.
And
pedestrian. Button.
Pedestrian. Speak to me app.
0. Back button.
Alright, what are we doing?
The ferry road, B323, behind the head.
Yeah? You want me to go which way though?
Head anticlockwise at the roundabout. Take the second exit on Strong Ground. Head anticlockwise at the roundabout. Take the second exit on Strong Ground. Heading north in 514 feet.
Okay.
Deli slash part of the capsicum deli 33 feet ahead.
Right, okay. I'm going to stick it in my pocket.
Head anticlockwise at the roundabout. Take the second exit on Strong Ground. Heading north in 531 feet.
Let's see how we get.
Ferry road, B323, behind the head.
Deli slash part of the capsicum deli
33 feet ahead. Medley speed 4 o'clock.
When you go, Vance.
Coffee shop, Joe's Espresso Cafe Bar, 138 feet, right.
So now you're going to find out all about the sights and sounds of Horseferry Road. I'm slightly perturbed by the fact that it's telling me to go anti-clockwise around the roundabout that's ahead of us. Which means crossing two roads rather than just one.
Military base, the London Scottish Territorial Army Centre, 128 feet, 1 o'clock. Head anticlockwise, at the roundabout, take the second exit on Strong Ground, heading north in 363 feet. Destination 1 o'clock, north in 0.3 miles.
So, am I going to do what it tells me to do? Or am I going to take the simple route?
Feet, 2 o'clock.
I suppose there's a fair test, I probably ought to do what it tells me to do. So, what this app seems to be is a sort of combination of your standard GPS and Blind Square. Sort of pulling in all the points of interest. Van, can you find right, please? Find right for me. Yeah, that's it. Good boy. Forward. Forward. Long bit of the road. We're going anti-clockwise as the board. Good boy. Find the crossing, Howdy. Where's the crossing? And forward. Let's go. Find the middle. And forward.
Take the second exit on Stratton Ground.
Okay. So, this is Stratton Ground. It might even tell me that in a minute. Good boy, Vance. Straight on. Ooh, something smells nothing ready yet there. Quite why it's not telling me anything about any of the places that I'm walking past, I don't know.
On Stratton Ground, in 456 feet, turn right on Victoria Street slash A302. St. Matthew Street, 10 o'clock. Turn right on Victoria Street slash A302 in 409 feet.
A bit of turn right.
Turn right on Victoria Street slash A300.
All right, you wanting to do something, Vance, yes.
0.3 miles.
All right.
Salad Place, Blanche Eatery, 144 feet, 11 o'clock.
It didn't have Vance's toileting spot mentioned on there.
Old High Street right. Office, the ward house, 148 feet, 1 o'clock.
Stand, Vance, stand. Good lad.
Hold to the right turn on Victoria Street slash A302 and 248 feet.
Okay. Hang on, Vance. Okay, turn around, big dog. Turn around. That's it. Come on then, we're going to keep going up this way. Good lad, straight on. Good lad, Vance. Good boy. On the curb. Go on then, let's go forward. Straight on. Right. So it's telling me to go right. Run right, Vance. What are you going to tell me to do now? App. Come on. You need to tell me something. Straight on, Vance.
Turn right on Victoria Street, slash A302.
Yeah, I've done that. Everywhere in London at the moment seems to be covered in scaffolding. Right. Well, that's all well and good. That's all well and good. But there's no controlled crossing as far as I'm aware. So, despite clicking on pedestrian, it doesn't seem to be able to tell me what side of the road to walk on and when to cross the road. Seems a bit of a drawback to me. Bright light reflecting off a building over there.
Turn left on Dean Ferris Street. Arrive at destination right. 382 feet on right.
Okay, so it's telling me to turn left. I can't turn left here because there is no way that I am dashing across Victoria Street, as much as it sounds quiet right now. You effectively have four lanes. If you include the bus lanes. So, they're going to have to overshoot. Yeah, rerouting. No, not doing that.
Walk southwest towards Dean Ferris Street, restricted user road. In 100 feet, turn right on Dean Ferris Street.
No, I've already told you I can't do that. So we're going to have to walk down to the end and cross over at the traffic lights. And then we'll see whether it wants to send me straight down Tothill Street or back along Victoria Street. Straight on, big boy. I think we're nearly there. Look, I think, yeah, traffic's slowing down there, yeah. It's not too bad. When you go Vance, thankfully, said Vance and I are fast walkers. This isn't really taking us out of our way too much, but still.
Wait, speed, E326,
Region. Region, okay. It's wanting me to turn. Still wants me to turn around. Okay, find the box, Vance. Perfect. Okay, so I'm using my own knowledge here to cross over the road. It hasn't told me to do it. And then I think I'm turning left on the other side because it wants me to turn around and walk back down Victoria Street. Ford Trans, let's go. Tells me nothing else. I'm going left. Find left, Trans. Find left, Trans. I know, Vance. I know we would normally go that way, but we're following this stupid app, which doesn't seem to have heard of Tothill Street. Okay. So, we're
destination Sanctuary House Hotel, 33 Tothill Street on right.
So we're retracing our steps, albeit on the other side of the road.
Turn right on Dean Ferris Street in 418 feet.
Okay. I think it will worm. On you go, Vance, please.
Conference centre, 118 feet, 11 o'clock.
Come on then, let's go. Come on, Vance, please, let's go. Good lad. Vance is now trying to stop at every point that he's ever stopped at before, so he's trying to stop at the bus stop there.
Office, Adam Smith Institute, 134 feet, right.
On you go, Vance.
Turn right on Dean Ferris Street, in 361 feet. Destination to the car, northwest, in 459 feet.
Okay, so we know we're close, according to that.
Victoria Street, 135 feet ahead.
On the way, big dog.
Event space, innovation space, 131 feet, 11 o'clock.
Event space? What on earth is event space?
Destination land, northwest, in 392 feet.
It's like a conferencing or something. Okay, we're finding right, Vance, please. Can you find right? Splendid. Good lad. Okay, so we have turned right. This must be Dean Farrar Street or whatever it was calling it. Where are we going? All right, forward, Vance. I think we've just done that. And the way, big dog. Forward, I think. It's not telling me now. I actually don't know which is the right road around these little ones here. So we shall rely on Mr. V spotting the pub, I think. It's now not saying anything to me at all, unless location acquired meant that I'd arrived. Yeah, I can hear St Pub, so we are here, but the app gave up on me quite a way back. Find the door, Vance, yeah, that's it. Come on then, in you go. Find Mr. Rogers. Steady, Vance. Steady, steady,
steady. I'm going back to the table.
Sorry?
I'm going back to the table with drinks.
Oh, right, excellent.
About turn, I think.
Okay, which way is said table?
Back towards the door.
Okay. Right, okay. Find the way, Vance. Find the table. Right here.
Right, okay.
Bench, in here?
Yeah, do you want a bench? Or
yeah, I'll take the bench.
Okay, I'll take my seat.
Over this way. Oh,
yeah, perfect.
Oh, you're already sitting there. Sorry, I'll sit the seat.
I'm not actually sitting there.
You're just pretending to sit there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've
just attempted to use a new GPS thing on my phone to find my way here, although I knew where I was coming, obviously. It didn't quite get it right.
Really?
I shall just pause it and Yes, yes, yes. Lovely app.
Your tank card of the
Oh, splendid. Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Rogers.